بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel. Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023, a week before the birth anniversary of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, peace be upon her. This day is celebrated as Women's Day in Iran. The spiritual, physical, and emotional framework of a woman allows her to do certain things. Having children, taking care of them, and raising them is a responsibility specifically entrusted to women, as men are not capable of fulfilling this role. Almighty God has not created men for this task. Men have been designed for other tasks, such as the work outside the home and addressing any problems that may arise at home. However, in terms of their rights within the family, both genders are equal. And women have rights similar to the obligations upon them in accordance with honorable norms. Quran, chapter 2, verse 228. In other words, women have the same number of rights in the family that men have in the family. This is a verse from the Quran. Thus, they are equal when it comes to family rights, but they are not equal in their responsibilities.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Of course, there are some things that should be paid more attention to about women, and some of these were also mentioned in these women's talks. I have also made a note of them. An example is the issue of women's safety and their safety within the family. A woman should feel secure and safe when she is with her husband. Their home should be a place where they can feel safe and comfortable. If the man of the house behaves in a way that deprives the woman of his sense of security, if he causes the woman to feel unsafe, if he uses foul language, or far worse than these, if he is physically abusive, these actions are absolutely unacceptable. What is the solution to this problem? The answer is to impose strict laws. I have said this many times before. Strict laws must be imposed. They made a reference to a law that is in the Majlis. These must be definitely followed up. I will discuss this matter with the relevant authorities, but make sure you follow up on it yourselves as well. A man who creates an unsafe environment for his wife, both within and outside the confines of their home, should be severely punished. This is one issue.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.